Restoring My Soul, Monday the 9th of February, The Wrath of the King. Bearing witness to the commencement of this ministry, following Christ's anointing with the seven spirits of God by the Holy Spirit, John the Baptist declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John was identifying Jesus as the Lamb King. He was also identifying him as the great and final prophet, the source and substance of the Elijah ministry. John said of Jesus, "He who coming after me is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. And he must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all." During his earthly ministry, Jesus confronted various groups of people as the king. Christ's wrath was exercised towards these people as he confronted their disbelief and rebellion. For example, in response to Mary's weeping over Christ's failure to meet her expectations regarding the death of her brother Lazarus, John recorded that he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Numerous commentators agree that this is a poor translation of the Greek text, which actually communicates a sense of indignation and even rage. For example, in his commentary for English readers, Ellicott suggested that the groaning of Jesus revealed a sharp admonition in words of anger against a person or in a physical shudder, answering to the intensity of the emotion. The Gospels recount four other occasions when Christ's majesty and wrath were manifest in this same manner. These included the rebuke of the disciples for their faithlessness and perversity, which were exposed by their inability to heal the boy who was oppressed by an evil spirit, rebuking those who were forbidding the children to come to him, rebuking the Pharisees for the hardness of their hearts in relation to the healing of the man who had a withered hand, and driving out the traders and money changers from the temple who were impeding the access of the Gentiles to the house of prayer. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 1 verse 29, John chapter 1 verse 27, John chapter 3 verses 30 and 31, John chapter 11 verse 33, Mark chapter 9 verses 14 to 27, Matthew chapter 19 verses 13 to 15, Mark chapter 3 verses 1 to 6, and John chapter 2 verses 13 to 17. For further study, John chapter 2.